Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome back, ladies and germs, to another episode of Unstructured with Young Yoda. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have made it to number 10. I can't believe it. Raul hasn't kicked me off, fired me for the previous 9, but we are at number 10, completely unstructured. I have nothing in front of me except for the housekeeping at the end, but that's just because I can't remember all that shit that Raul requires me to say. Anyways, our topic today is a very important one, as we've been seeing it go across the land. It's basically that new technology that's come around in the past 3 to 4 years, really blown up. That's vaping. And what impact it's had with society. I mean, some people have called it the greatest thing, helping them get off cigarettes, but we've had this issue with both young people getting into it because of the different flavors brought on, which, you know, tobacco companies got slapped on the hands in the 70s and 80s for that too. So, Joe Camel, I'm looking at you. So, don't think they're any better. So, this is just a whole technology trying to make it through. And I'm just going to read an article here. This is from the New York Times. It's very recent. And just some of the lung issues that are happening, because I have to say, don't smoke anything if you can help it. I mean, I know some of y'all are trying to get off the tobacco, and that's good. And using vaping to wean it down. But if there is a chance where vaping can hurt your lungs too, I mean, I guess you just got to do a benefit-cost ratio on this. And it might just be certain products, but let's get into this article. Let's read about what exactly happened. This is very serious. We had a young person die, and I just wanted to bring this topic up because it is a part of our society now, vaping. Anyways, Bronx teenager's death is the youngest vaping fatality in the U.S. The 17-year-old who died last week is the youngest of 23 people to die nationwide of a vaping-related lung illness. This is by Ed Shanahan and Ozzy Paibara, from the New York Times, of course. A 17-year-old Bronx boy whose death was disclosed by New York State officials on Tuesday is the first teenager in the United States to die of a vaping-related illness, according to federal and state data. The teenager died on Friday after being hospitalized twice in September with a vaping-related illness, becoming the state's first fatality from the mysterious lung disease, according to state health officials. Parents have to know, young people have to know, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said in announcing the teenager's death on Tuesday. You're playing with your life when you play with this stuff. The death brought the total number of vaping-related deaths in the United States to 23, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and state agencies. New Jersey health officials said last week that an adult woman was the first resident of that state to die of a vaping-related illness. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office was conducting its own query into the death announced by the state, according to a spokeswoman for Mayor Bill de Blasio. The city is investigating the case in question, but no official determination has been made at this time, the spokeswoman Avery Cohen said. Of the 18 deaths tallied by the CDC as of October 1st, the agency's latest official figures, the youngest victim was 27, officials said. The 4 cases besides the one in the Bronx reported to state agencies since then involved adults, officials said. And they actually have a pretty good map on here, kind of showing the areas. So, I mean, deaths in California, Oregon, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Minnesota, Illinois. It's kind of everywhere. Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Virginia, Delaware, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts. Yeah, guys, if you're vaping now, I'd suggest, you know, kind of cutting it down or cutting it out completely, until they can figure out what exactly is going on with this. And this might just be not jewels or anything like that, but the black market stuff. But still, I wouldn't take the chance. Getting back to the article, though. As of Tuesday, the New York State Department of Health had received 110 reports from doctors about severe pulmonary illnesses among patients ages 14 to 69 who had used at least one vape product before becoming sick, officials said. Around 1,100 cases of vaping-related illnesses had been reported nationwide. Patients with vaping-related lung injuries typically show symptoms that resemble flu or pneumonia. No single substance has been shown to cause the illness, but several marijuana products have been identified as possible culprits. It had not been determined by Tuesday what substance was responsible in the Bronx death, the state of health officials said. Dr. Ann Schuchat, what a last name, principal deputy director of the CDC, said at a news briefing last week that the outbreak in vaping-related illnesses was continuing at a brisk pace. She emphasized that the illnesses were serious and life-threatening and called the proportion of patients hospitalized and in intensive care just terrible. About 70% of the patients were male, 80% were under 35, and 16% were younger than 18, she said. The median age for those who died was about 50. Several states, including New York, have responded to the outbreak and to the increasing rate of teenage vaping, with efforts to ban flavored e-cigarette pods that are especially popular with children. The Trump administration said last month that it was considering a federal ban on flavored e-cigarettes. Last week, a state appeals court blocked the New York ban on the flavored pods just before it was to take effect. Vaping groups had sued to stop the ban, arguing that it would hurt retailers and adults who use the products to quit smoking tobacco. The vaping industry is also battling a more extensive ban of all vaping products in Massachusetts, which recently reported its first vaping-related death. The disclosure of the Bronx teenager's vaping-related death came as New York City filed a federal lawsuit against 22 websites it claims targeted and sold e-cigarette products to people under 21, the minimum legal age to buy tobacco and e-cigarette products in New York. The online retailers named to the suit are based in California, Florida, and about a dozen other states. They're accused of luring underage customers in New York by advertising on social media and by offering products that flavors like Lemon Twist, Candy Cane, Cookie Butter, Fruity Loops, and Saltnik Mighty Mint. Not sure about the Mighty Mint. You can get me with the Fruity Loops, though. That's Fruity Loops and the Cookie Butter. I'd be all around that shit. Then I'd be really disappointed when I realized it was smoke and not actual, like, food. The city also said in the suit that the sites targeted minors by selling devices that were small and inconspicuous, such that they can be easily hidden from parents and educators. Although the big waft of smoke you think would be an indicator, but, you know, I guess we're all on our fucking phones, so we don't notice nothing. In a statement, Mr. de Blasio accused the sites of preying on minors. In the suit, the city said it wanted the sites to stop selling and marketing in New York City and pay the cost of abating the public health crisis of underage e-cigarette use within the city. I just go on the CDC website, because that's always good, you know, if you want to see what diseases are out there. They've got actually kind of news information on here about the outbreak of lung injury associated with e-cigarette use or vaping. Again, this is the CDC website if you guys want to check that out. And what they know, as of October 1st, 2019, 1,080 lung injury cases associated with using e-cigarette or vaping products have been reported to CDC from 48 states and one U.S. territory. 18 deaths have been confirmed in 15 states. All patients have reported a history using e-cigarette or vaping products. Most patients reported a history using THC-containing products. Latest national and regional findings suggest products containing THC play a role in the outbreak. Approximately 70% of patients are male. Approximately 80% of patients are under 35-year-olds. 16% of patients are under 18-year-olds. 21% of patients are 18 to 20 years old. What we don't know, the specific chemical exposures causing lung injuries associated with e-cigarette use or vaping remains unknown at this time. No single product or substance has been linked to all lung injury cases. The outbreak is occurring in the context of a dynamic marketplace for e-cigarette or vaping products, which may have a mix of ingredients, complex packaging and supply chains, and include potentially illicit substances. Users may not know what is in their e-cigarette or e-liquid solutions. Many of the products and the substances can be modified by suppliers or users. They can be obtained from stores, online retailers, from informal sources, e.g. friends, family members, or off the street. More information is needed to know whether one or more e-cigarette or vaping product, substances, or brands is responsible for the outbreak. What CDC recommends. While this investigation is ongoing, CDC recommends that you consider refraining from using e-cigarette or vaping products, particularly those containing THC. If you're an adult who used e-cigarettes containing nicotine to quit cigarette smoking, do not return to smoking cigarettes. I am proud of you, CDC. They're just like, don't go back. I mean, if you vaping, that's cool. Don't vape the THC, but, you know, don't go back to cigarettes. You done went down the wrong ladder, so just keep going. If you have recently used an e-cigarette or vaping product and you have symptoms like those reported in this outbreak, see a healthcare provider. And you know what's bad is this is a lot of young people, because when we get sick, we just keep going. Like, we're like, man, I don't want to go to the doctor. Can't afford that shit. I'm just going to power through. And then you power through, and then you wind up dead. And that's going to be our generation. Just we power through everything and going to end up dead, unfortunately. Continue on what CDC recommends. Regardless of the ongoing investigation, anyone who uses e-cigarette or vaping products should not buy these products, e.g., you can't talk today, e-cigarette or vaping products with THC or CBD oils from informal sources, e.g. friends, family members, or Stewie, your street corner drug dealer, or off the street, right there, it says it, and should not modify or add any substances to these products that are not intended by the manufacturer. Youth and young adults should not use e-cigarette or vaping products. Women who are pregnant should not use e-cigarette or vaping products. I think that would be known. Adults who do not currently use tobacco products should not start using e-cigarette or vaping products. THC use has been associated with a wide range of health effects, particularly with prolonged heavy use. The best way to avoid potentially harmful effects is not to use THC, including through e-cigarette or vaping products. Persons with marijuana use disorder should seek evidence-based treatment by a healthcare provider. And they go on some key facts about e-cigarette use. I'm not going to go all into that. Last outbreak information. Again, these are the percentages the New York Times stated. Median age of deceased patients was 49.5 and ranged from 21 to 71 years. Wow. 71-year-old vaping died. God damn. So, basically, what I'm seeing, guys, is if you do vape, stick to the better named brands, more informed, like Juul or the like. Don't use, like, your homegrown THC bottled from, like I said, Stewie at the corner. Don't be buying shit from him. Don't be modifying what you got, you know, because it sounds like that's what's leading into all of this, is just those black market THC pods. And, I mean, like I said, if you don't smoke, don't start. Personal experience, I've had family members who have died from not e-cigarettes, because they died before e-cigarettes were a thing, but smoking in general. So I'd hate to see you guys have to go through what my loved ones did. So I guess that's on a more serious tone, even though this series is far from serious, I know. But yeah, don't start smoking. Don't smoke the wacky tobacco in these products, especially if they're not from a highly well-known source. And I mean, if you already smoke, just keep smoking, I guess. Like I said, the more well-known brands, and don't continue on the way of black market shit. Although, always hit up the hookah store. That's always good. Man, I'm a bad habit going on. But yeah, so I guess we kind of ended off that. And yeah, I mean, you guys who have gone from cigarettes to vaping, just continue on that rung and just quit altogether. And if you can quit, I suggest doing that. Better health overall. And yeah, I hope you guys stay safe out there, because they got some weird shit growing on lungs and nobody knows what it is. So that's kind of weird, because this has been going on for a couple months now, their first reporting. You think they would have an idea of what's happening to the bodies in these people. And it's kind of scary. So yeah, just be careful out there, guys. And I guess we'll go on to housekeeping to end this. You can find me on Twitter at randomgerm101. But I would much prefer you give a follow to at the nerdcores underscore. Again, the nerdcores is spelled with C-O-R-P-S underscore. Which hosts this show and other great shows, such as The Ladies and Nerdcores, on every other Thursday. And then Parrot Files, on every other Thursday that The Ladies is not on. Follow us on Instagram at the nerdcores. And you can find all this information and more at our new website, www.thenerdcores.com. So we got new reviews, blog posts. If you don't like listening to us, you can at least read us, and that way we're not annoying you with our voices. Also, we've been uploading to YouTube, so go to YouTube, search up The Nerdcores. We'll be the one with multiple postings and not the one that posted like 4 months ago. So, yeah. I don't know. Our name's becoming popular for some reason. But if you go there, we're posting up some of the older episodes. Basically, you can listen to the podcast on there. Raul's got a very good Joker review. I don't know what he did with his camera, but that shit looks fantastic. Go listen to that. Also, if you haven't seen the Joker yet, go watch the Joker before you listen to that. Even though it's non-spoiler, just go in there with an open mind and realize what you're seeing is Joaquin Phoenix doing his best work. It was a terrific movie. If you'd like to catch episodes on the Nerdcores podcast feed early or even get some extra goodies, be sure to sign up on Patreon at www.patreon.com/nerdcores. With tiers starting as low as $1, you can help support the show and all other shows. We are right now, guys, at 9 Patreon supporters. We've been here for like the last month with 9. One more Patreon supporter allows us to open up and do the comic book show, where we read a comic book and review one every month. So we'll get to do Batman Hush, and I'll get to like just cry with joy and just puke my unicorn and rainbow love at it. I love that comic. But we can't do it until we get one more supporter. So, you know, throw a dollar at us. You get to hear us talk about comics. Pretty awesome, right? I think so. Maybe I'm the only one. But to give a shout out to some of our other Patreon supporters already, our executive producers, Grayson Barker, a.k.a. at Warlord Hitman 98 on Twitter, which I think he's been an executive producer and been, you know, been really kind to us for the past year. He's been a Patreon supporter. So thank you, Grayson. Thank you, Warlord. And our good friend Shane. Yes, the one and only, the suppy guy. Twitch.tv/SWRKK is where you can follow him. Or Twitter at SWRKK Twitch. And go give him a follow. Shane is an amazing guy. I've known him for years. And every time he comes on to guest or co-host the podcast, he does an amazing job. So give him some love, guys. If anyone should become famous, it's that guy. If you'd like to hear more from me, you can find me on the Nerdcores and the Gamercores as co-host throughout the week. I think I'm on, so, Monday, and then Wednesday with this show. And I think I'm on Friday. No. Take that back. Yes, I'm on Friday with the Gamercores. Saturday, you can hear me on the other episode of the Nerdcores. And actually, yeah, and Saturday, I think we're doing the live show this week. So be sure to tune in to us then. We'd love to, you know, get some, because you can call in or you can, I guess, type in questions for us, comments. So that'd be good to see. That'll be on Twitch, I believe. I think we're doing that on Twitch because YouTube's a pain in the ass. Other than uploading videos, which that's been going pretty easy. So if I can do it, anybody can do it. And so thank you to all those who are going to listen to this episode, who listened to the previous episodes, who continue to love and cherish us. We truly appreciate it. And we do this because we love talking about nerdy shit. And we're glad that you guys listen to us. And love nerdy shit too, because then it'd be just kind of boring if we were just talking to ourselves, which is what we were doing before a podcast. So thank you, guys. Young Yoda out.